on the third Thursday of every odd month here at the Veterans Memorial Building at 6 p.m., 209 Surf Street in Morro Bay, California. And those at home, I know it's raining, so you probably didn't want to come out here, and so we welcome you. And I see we have a quorum, so our meeting is official. And I guess we can start out with a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And now we'll have a Pledge of Allegiance. And Drew, would you like to kick us off?
Oh, no.
Where is it? There it is.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Do we have any comments from the commissioners? Anything they'd like to bring up?
No.
Oh,
are we
yes,
going to talk about what's going on? It's like the tall ships and all that? Or?
Oh, first, Drew and I went and visited the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And great facility.
Beautiful.
Really looking forward to when we can get in there and do some activities through the Park and Rec Department. You want to add anything to it?
Oh, it's a beautiful facility. It's really top-notch. Wonderful. And I think it's a great asset to the community. I'm really proud and happy that they got it done and did such a fine job. So thanks everybody that worked on that project. Announcements, this is a good time to talk about things that are coming up, like tall ships.
And sure.
We got the tall ships coming in November. They're actually here till December 12th down at the waterfront. And of course, we're going to have the lighted boat parade. And we're going to have one parade on, I think, December 1st. And the big parade is December 2nd. That's a Saturday. And really looking forward to that. And then on Sunday the 3rd, we have a non-motorized boat parade starting off from Tidelands Park. So for people that want to come paddle and enjoy that, that's great. And also one of my favorite events of all coming up, January 12th, I think it's the Bird Festival. We have the Winter Bird Festival. And there's a lot of nice people come for that. And it's just a fun thing, because we are actually, you know, a bird sanctuary, so looking forward to that. Thank you.
Great. I'd also like to add that we're going to have Santa's house down on the pier for those 3 days. Actually, or 6 days. Isn't he going to be there 6 days?
I believe Santa's going to be there nightly throughout the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to bring up. The don't we call it the Winter Festival?
Winter Fest, yes.
Okay. So Santa's going to be down there every day for the Winter Fest. So you got to bring your young'uns down there, and he's a great Santa. Well, actually, we have a couple different Santas there, right? Yeah, be a great time. And also, don't forget the caroling trolley. I think they changed it. It used to be the caroling cops, but I think they changed it because it's a caroling trolley now, I believe. And it's running three nights or four nights. So come on out and help support that. And that's it. So, one more, Karen. Yes, Karen.
Just a quick couple of announcements. First of all, this weekend is our basketball assessments at Los Osos Middle School. We'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning with our second and third graders and going through till 1:30 with our middle schoolers. So the times for that are on our sports website, which is www.leaguelineup.com/mbsports. So you can look at that. We're also still looking for sponsors and a few more coaches for youth basketball. So if anyone's interested, please give us a call at the recreation office, and we will give you all that information. Also, talking back about Winterfest, on December 2nd, prior to the Lighted Boat Parade, we will be having our holiday tree lighting at City Park from 3:30 to 5:30. We will have cider and cookies, Santa. We have the Morro Bay High School Choir coming out. So there's going to be lots of fun activities there at City Park. We'll be lighting the tree at 5:30, so people would have time to make it down to the waterfront to catch the Lighted Boat Parade that is slated to start at 6. And then on Sunday with the Paddle Parade, Recreation will be involved with that event, We are doing the awards for the paddle event, plus we will be doing a boat making craft center there for the kids that are going to be out there at Highlands Park. So come on down for that. That's all free. It does cost to enter the paddle parade. I believe it's $10 a participant for that. And then we're also involved on December 10th with the Elf on the Shelf event. We will be there with selling cookies and hot cocoa and I believe helping with the contest that's happening there. They're doing an Elf on the Shelf diorama contest. And so Recreation will be helping with that event as well.
Great. Got a lot of fun events coming up.
Yes.
And I'm glad to see we're going to do back at the City Park, the Light a Tree and that, because that was always a great event. A lot of children really love coming here for that. And that for the Lighted Boat Parade, it's a $20 fee. And for the paddle boards, it's $10. Thank you. Mr. Carmichael, you have something?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a list of things to discuss quickly. Just a couple of things I want to remind your commission. The Advisory Board Recognition Event. I'm sure you've all received your invitation. And that's set for December 4th, 5:30 at the Yacht Club. We'll be recognizing all advisory boards that that help us out here in the city government. Also, next month, or next city council meeting, city council will be discussing the Recreation and Parks Commission bylaws. And they'll be looking at numbers of members on the commission as well as the number of meetings that that we hold annually, as well as maybe, you know, whatever else they want to take a look at as far as bylaws are concerned. So just wanted to brief you on that. Additionally, we've got two commissioners with terms that are expiring. That would be Jeff and Bob. So we'll be looking to get you guys back on board with us for the 2018. But just giving you a heads up on that. So there's still, there'll be the application process and the interview process that you had done a number of years ago. Let's see. Quick pool update. You did bring up the pool, and it is a fantastic facility. The grand opening took place back in October 6th. The high school is in the water now, using the facility. City is set to take on or being able to offer our programming beginning in January. Their schedule has been set by Morbi High School for the period of January through March. And this will be a quarterly schedule that we'll be working with the high school, and this is all dependent on their athletics and PE schedules. So as the seasons change with swimming and water polo and PE classes, so will our programming. We'll be looking at trying to provide as much consistency as possible to the public, but we are subject to their programming and their needs. We are looking at this time, three early morning opportunities. Five or Monday through Friday noontime opportunities, and then we're not quite sure yet about evenings, how those will play out. We're waiting to see how things settle. It looks pretty late in the evening, but we still might give it a go, and then possibly a Saturday and or Sunday opportunity for folks to get into the water. And we are in the hiring process right now, looking for lifeguards as well as an aquatics coordinator, so we'll get the word out. And if you gentlemen know of anybody who's a lifeguard or you're looking to get yourself certified, let me know and we'll get you out there on the lifeguard stand. Additionally, our brochure. Now we've been working with Hay Printing, and Mr. Hay is handling that that effort. We're behind schedule again and looking to get that out and hit the mail sometime in January as well. So it's turning into an annual publication. It's a wonderful document, but just some setbacks with a document of that size and the efforts that he's putting forward. So just letting the public know that we're look for it in January. I also wanted to quickly discuss our bocce ball, bocce court project. That is, it's a learning process, I know for me, as well as those that are helping out. We're trying to understand the process, but what I'm going to be doing is bringing this back to the Morbi Seniors Inc. board for discussion and for more of a concrete decision as to the funding that they'd be able to provide for the court, as well as a maintenance agreement, some kind of a memo of understanding. So once we get that settled and work ourselves through other city processes, we'll be bringing that back to your board for consideration. And at this time, I wanted to introduce, we've had some staff changes here in the Recreation Services Division. I would like to introduce Sydney Bliss, who's joined our team just about a month or two ago. And Sydney brings a number of years of experience with her, as well as a recreation degree from San Francisco State. And she's helping us out, and I'm going to turn it over to her so she can go ahead and introduce herself and then describe what she's doing and what work she's been doing since she's been here. Sydney?
Hello.
Welcome, Sydney.
Thank
Hello.
You. So like Kirk said, I graduated from San Francisco State, and I have been living up in the Bay Area for the last 8 years, working in recreation, different city departments. And I'm really excited to be here. I'm taking on more responsibilities with the teens right now. So last month we hosted a Halloween haunt with over 35 kids, which was great. And I'm just looking forward to taking on more challenges.
Great, yes.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sydney. And back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I think if I read it right, they had their first home water polo games and they won, didn't they? Yeah, so congratulations on that.
Yes, they did. They actually won two out of the three last matches, so yes.
Great. See the home court advantage.
Yes.
pool advantage.
And they did play in the first round of CIF. Actually, I think they played in two rounds of CIF, so yes.
Great.
Yeah, great for them.
Okay. So now I'll go on to a public comment, if we have any public comment. State your name, please.
Good evening, Commission. My name is Nancy Castle, and yet one more fun thing to do in Morro Bay. Next week, we have a dinner, small, intimate dinner we're expecting 600 at the community center. It's the annual Thanksgiving dinner. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. It's free, although we will take donations. There's also an opportunity to have meals delivered. You can call the Senior Center at 772-4421 to get on the list, and the police officers and the police department volunteers will deliver meals. And it's a great event, a great opportunity for people to come out and join in. We've had a lot of people volunteer. We are a little short on our cleanup crew, which is not unusual for events like this. So if anyone out there is free around 3 o'clock, come on down, and even better, call the Senior Center and offer to volunteer on the cleanup crew. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate the staff of the rec department. They also always help immensely to make sure that everything goes as smoothly as possible. And it's a great party, so come on down and check it out. Thank you.
Thank you. That is a great event, and it's a good way of bringing people together, creating a little community friendship and that. So thank you very much. Also, I had something I was going to say, and I forgot it. But let's see. So now we'll move on to the agendas, or the consent calendar. Does anybody want to pull any consent items? I think we need to just discuss A3, right? Meeting dates and schedules for, says 217, but we need to make it 218. But I think the dates are right, it's just the year.
That's correct. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was a typo on my part. So that is a meeting scheduled for calendar year 2018.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other consent items they'd like to have pulled? Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I'll make a motion to approve this consent calendar.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, it carries 4-0. And since we have no public hearings, we'll move right on to business items. First, we have C1, which is program evaluations for 217, the trick or treat, and we kind of had a brief summary, but if you want to carry out a little bit more.
Yes.
Thank you.
So this year, we partnered with the Chamber of Commerce and Recreation Services to provide the Halloween trick-or-treat. The Chamber provided the business, getting the business support, getting them involved in the in the whole event by decorating the windows, participating by handing out candy to the children that came by. And then recreation worked with planning the costume contest. We did a stage and backdrop that was done by our kids club staff, which was really nice. We had face painting going on. We had different type of games in the closed off part of the street. We also had popcorn being handed out by us. We also worked with Shoreline Calvary Chapel, who provided a bounce house for the kids, free of charge. We had the Whitecaps band playing music, and we had the Haunted Trolley. In addition to that event, we had a new event added. The police department had a haunted house, a haunted police station, and the trolley was running people from Morro Bay and Main Street all the way up to the police station and then back down to the event area. So we had probably over 550 children participate in the trick-or-treat. We had about 67 kids participate in our costume contest. We had some great costumes, some very scary, some very cute. But all in all the kids had fun. Also on your report, you're going to see, I'm going to get to it, the cost. We did not include the cost of staff in that. We will be working on that for next year. But this included the out-of-pocket costs for us, which were the mailer in the water bills that advertised the event. We did glow-in-the-dark bracelets as a participation type thing for the kids that participated in the costume contest or just were there participating. We had insurance. The trolley that was providing the transportation had those costs, and then the trophy supplies. We used recycled materials to make the trophies for the costume contest. So our costs came out to $1,332. Again, that's not including the staff costs. Some of the things that afterwards we met back with the chamber, some things we were going to be looking at for next year is possibly looking at either closing Main Street and Morro Bay Boulevard between Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor, or moving a lot of the events up to, Triangle Park, but City Park, because there's a little bit more area and we wouldn't have to close off a street for that event. We're also looking at maybe not having the costume parade, because a lot of the children by that time were heading home when we had that. Also, we're looking at starting the event a little bit later at 3:30, since most of the elementary school children get out of school at around 3 o'clock. So this way they would have a chance to get changed into their costumes, because they do not wear their costumes to school. And let's see, PD is looking at extending their hours for their haunted house and doing the first few hours not so scary, and then later hours being a scary haunted house. So, yeah.
That sounds really nice. I'm glad we're getting a lot of activities for the kids. That really makes a neighborhood of a neighborhood. So, thank
yes.
You.
Yeah, I actually went by and checked it out, and it looked like everybody's having a great time. And I'd also like to thank the Morro Bay PD volunteers, because that's one thing I was concerned about, but they had the streets closed off, they had barricades in there, so it's very safe, nice, good environment, and they helped create that.
Yeah. Morro Bay in Bloom provided the crossing guards for us.
Thank them, too.
And then Public
people.
Works helped bring out the barricades for us. So,
okay,
yes,
great.
I thank them as well.
That was good.
Okay, so it was a promising event. Look forward to more in the future years.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're watching us at home and got the agenda in front of you, we're switching a little bit. We're going to do C5 next, and it's going to be a presentation of fitness and exercise station project proposed by Morro Bay Beautiful. So we have a guest or a couple guests that would like to present.
Hi, I'm Ann Reisner. I'm the president of Morro Bay Beautiful, and we have a very fun project for you. And here to tell about it is two really special people. The first one I'd like to introduce to you first is the inspiration for this project and our advisor on how we should do it. Oh, I'm sorry. Elaine LaLanne.
Well, I was just going to say that my name is Elaine Lalane, and it's very hard to say. A lot of people call me Lala because when I'm introduced a lot of times, it's Elaine. I mean, Elaine Lalane. Oh, Jack says, oh, just call her Lala. So you can call me Lala. So I'm here on behalf of Morro Bay Beautiful. A little bit about Jack. Jack, I met Jack when I was on KGO-TV in San Francisco in 1951. I had him on as an interview on an hour and a half show every day from 4:30 to 6. And somebody called me from Oakland, California and said, we got this guy who can do push-ups for your whole show. Okay, let's go over and we can pan over to him every now and then. So that's how I met Jack. And shortly after that, he started on KGO-TV in San Francisco, too. And I make the long story short, we danced at a company party and we danced through life. We lived in the Bay Area, but then we moved to Los Angeles and we lived there for almost 30 years. And in 1981, we bought a property up here in Morro Bay. And in 1986, we moved here permanently. So we've been over here about 30 years or more. And so you're probably thinking now, in 1951, let's see, that's a long time ago, and let's see, I wonder how old she is. Well, I'll tell you right now, you don't have to figure it out anymore. I'll be 92 in March. So we, as I say, we bought our property in 1981, and we joined Morro Bay Beautiful almost immediately because Phyllis Dorn, a good friend, was in charge of it. And so we became very, very close to Morro Bay Beautiful. A tree was, when Jack passed away in 2011, a tree was planted on his in memoriam down on the Embarcadero. And the tree was very tiny, and it grew, and it was watered, and it grew and grew, and it flourished. And then all of a sudden, last year, it died. And so in talking with Anne and her husband, I said, well, let's replant it. And she said, no, I think it would be a great idea if we could have some kind of an exercise that people, when they walk along the boardwalk, they could stop and they could do a few push-ups, you know, or they could stretch their legs, or they can do, you know, they can lift their leg, and they can do all sorts of things. And so they came over, Ron and Ann came over, and I showed them equipment that Jack invented in 1936, and he invented the first leg extension machine, the first pulley machine, the weight selector, the squat machine, which is now called the Smith machine. That all came out of Jack's head. In those days, equipment was barbells and dumbbells mostly, and the gyms were called in the 30s. Gyms were called kind of sweat boxes, where they did the, you know, the clean and jerk and all that stuff. But Jack, he wanted to make equipment, and so he brought his ideas to a blacksmith in Oakland, California, who made it. And I still have some of the handmade equipment that he, like the leg extension and the squat machine. It's all hand hammered and handmade. And all those ideas are used all over the world. So, however, you probably think, oh, God, he must have made a fortune on it. Well, unfortunately, he never patented any of that stuff, and his ideas are used all over the world. So he opened the first modern health spa in 1936. Well, Jack got his start at the YMCA with weights, but he got his start in hand balancing, and in order for him to keep in business, he'd hand balance, and during the movies in the 30s and the 40s, they would have intermission, and then they would do the hand balancing and whatnot. And so he, at the parks and recreations in Alameda, Oakland, San Francisco, and later on he went down in Muscle Beach. Jack was a great believer in the parks and recreations because that's where he got his start in his hand balancing. And there's a park, I think, in Alameda, that's there's a memorial to him, and there are two. So I'm here to tell you that a little bit about Jack. A lot of people don't know about him. Now, well, so how did he know what to do about all these inventions? How did he invent this? Well, Jack studied Gray's Anatomy in high school. He knew it from backwards and forwards and sideways. He was so interested in it because he was a sick kid, and working out changed his whole life. And so he, those ideas came out of his head. And what else did he have that he knew what to do? He graduated from chiropractic college, which a lot of people do not know. He was a chiropractor, but he was getting, in 1936, he was training people that doctors had sent to him, and so the medical profession did not like the chiropractic convention. The medical profession did not like the chiropractic profession, and they did not get along. So he was not putting out his banner and saying that he was a chiropractor, but that's how he knew all the workings of the body and coming up with all this equipment. So this is, and he believed that weight training and exercise, you tighten, and resistance is the key to exercise, and it's the key to getting the job done. So most people know him from the juicer, the big hole, and then people put the whole apple in the juicer. But a lot of people know him from his TV shows. He's on the TV for 34 years, and so those are more, a lot of the young people, who's Jack LaLanne? But I know the older people seem to know who he is, we are getting out there, and there's going to be some more, a book written, and so many things coming out shortly about him. Morro Bay was special to Jack because he learned to play baseball at the Parks and Recreation. And he held a no strike record. He was always so proud of his no strike record. He was a pitcher, and he was all sorts of things. And he came down here to play baseball at Camp San Luis Obispo. And he always said, when he was a teenager, and he said, well, they had me running all over the camp. He says, I was a gopher. He says, I knew that camp backwards, sidewards, and forwards. So that's another reason that Jack is so special. Morro Bay is so special to him. And his brother was stationed here during World War II. And Jack was in the Navy, but his brother was a lieutenant commander and was stationed here in San Luis Obispo area, and Morro Bay too. So that brings you up to date on one of the reasons that Morro Bay Beautiful is special to us, and that Morro Bay would like to give Jack an honor. And right now I'd like to introduce you to Ron Reisner. They came over and he's picked my brain, and I said, what do you think? What do you think of this? And so he's come up with this concept, which I haven't actually seen either. So we're going to all be surprised right now. All right, Ron Reisner.
Thank you, Elaine. Hi, Ron Reisner. I'm a member of Morro Bay Boulevard. Just a second. Morro Bay Beautiful. And to begin with, Elaine would like the commission to have copies of some inspirational DVDs, because this concept... There you go. Thank you. You'd think I'd learn that after all this time. Elaine would like to have the commission have copies of some Jack LaLanne inspirational DVDs. You'll notice that a couple of them say exercise at any age, and that's actually a theme for this particular exercise station that we're proposing to you.
Yeah, I don't know what to ask. You have to report it on your thing. Thank you. I was a big fan of Jack's.
So we provided the commission with packets. I know you have them. The first sheet is the proposed location. It's where the it's a planted area that's surrounded by an existing curb, 6-inch high curb, and that's where the tree was planted. Jack's tree was planted and fell foul to some terrible disease. I'm not quite sure what. And any questions on the location? I'm going to take these one at a time quickly.
Any questions? Start with down here, Kevin.
Specific to the location he's asking.
No, I know, just for the location. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
That's an interesting location. Of course, we'd have to research it with the facilities and such. The one thing that I see is ADA compatibility and such. So we need to study it further to see if it's viable technically, you know how that is. It has to be ADA compliant.
But the commission's clear on the proposed location.
Yes, we're clear on the proposal, and it's
okay,
a wonderful proposal.
Okay, that brings us to page 3. Page 3 is a hand sketch showing that there are two particular devices, you will, or two constructs. As your material sheet shows, all of the metal is proposed to be 6061 aluminum. It's non-corrosive in a marine environment, approximately 2-inch pipe, 2-inch diameter pipe. The bench would have a solid surface out of the same material. The inspiration for both of these positions, both of these devices, came from the equipment that we saw in the LaLanne gyms and in their home gyms. And the original focus was for More of a Beautiful was on seniors, and then we were encouraged to expand it to a full range of folks. But the point being that we have very much had seniors in mind for this. So it's things that seniors can use for stretching. We watched Elaine take us through a senior exercise program. It's why that she's 92 going on 30. But that's the basic concept. Any questions about that particular drawing?
If the ADA situation comes into play, the 32-inch dimension would not facilitate that. So it's just something that I want you to be aware
we've
of.
Been, More Bay Beautiful has been informed, the president of More Bay Beautiful has been informed already by the city that there are considerations for ADA. I'll let the president of the organization address those. I'm not in a position to do that.
Right.
It would be an entirely different project, and I might suggest to the city that this is not the appropriate location for an ADA exercise station because there's already a 6-inch curb surrounding this area. On the other hand, just north down the walkway, down the boardwalk, are two additional locations, one of which is very close to the restroom there, where there is a large flat area that, in my personal opinion, and I'm no engineer for ADA, might be ideal for that. So it might be maybe a phased approach. So we're not dismissing the ADA issue in any way, such shape or form. It's just that this location, we started thinking about this as a memorial for Jack LaLanne. It's a very small footprint. We thought it would be something that More Bay Beautiful, which is a 501c3 with limited resources, you know, would be able to take on without involving the city financially. So the next one is next drawing is number 4. That's a couple of section drawings for the one station. The reason for the stepped concrete in the middle is so that people can do calf exercises, calf stretching exercises, and they can step down from that and lean into the bars. That's why there's two bars, one above the other. They can lean into those to do other kind of stretching exercises. And then the bench itself has a hoop bar at one end, both to help people get up and down sitting on it, but also so that you can hook your legs underneath it if you want to do sit-ups and that sort of thing on the bench. Any questions on five? So that's it for our current concept. Again, the material 6061 aluminum and then poured concrete. What we have in mind is the entire area inside the existing curb. If we go back to the first drawing, would be poured concrete with a raised portion for the step stretch.
So the concrete would be even with the curb.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. It does. If you notice from number two, it does slope a bit to the west, to the northwest, but the bench is placed in an area where it's essentially flat.
Any other questions for Mr. Reisner?
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
You very much.
Thanks.
You.
I think the president wants to address a couple issues.
This is really a very simple project, and we had the tree died, it's gone. My husband said, why don't you put a bench there? It was a good idea, but it wasn't perfect. And then I thought, Jack has to have an exercise bench, not just a regular bench. If you can envision this project, this being the station where the dirt is and so forth, and there's the rock out there, so you've got the exercise station, you've got the bench, and then you've got another exercise station back here. Then you've got the plaque. We're gonna have a big plaque with Jack's picture, and this is gonna be a stretching station to get prepared to exercise. It's an inspiration to start to do something. It's also gonna be a photo op, because if you take a picture of somebody exercising at the station with the rock in the background, it's all one picture. So we think it's a win-win. I don't see anything about ADA compliant. We're not trying to appeal to everybody. You would have to have legs to be able to stretch and do all the things that Elaine has told us we should be doing. And it's just pretty straightforward. We decided on cement for the base because of the resistance, and we're going to stretch all the muscles. It's possible I will have pictures taken of people in Morro Bay doing the exercises to show them visually what to do, which might be a fun way to go. I have to see what we're going to do. I also would like to give it an artistic flair, because you just got to make things pretty. So I have a friend who does dichroic glass, and I thought a few pieces of dichroic glass in the cement. She said if we embedded them, you know, then the sun would sparkle on them, and it might be great. So that's it. anybody have any questions?
I'll start.
No. We're all for exercise stations. We've actually talked about that in different discussions.
Okay.
So this is something we'll look into.
And this is station number one, stretching, getting ready to exercise.
Correct. Yeah.
You can expand on the idea, but right now that's all we want to do is concentrate on one station as a memorial to Jack.
That's wonderful.
And his name... And after you see the tapes and stuff, his name will just mean the fact that he was here and lived in Morro Bay. Morro Bay is a healthy place to live.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for your presentation.
Okay.
I think we have a couple discussions. I don't know if, Ann, I don't know if you want to stay around, but I think I have a couple questions for discussion. I don't know if it's Dick, sure, to you or just discussions.
Sure.
Okay, a couple ideas I had, and I had this before, but with Jack in it, it would make it even better, is, I don't know, like Laguna Lake, they have an exercise circuit around the lake, and we have the perfect thing, the boardwalk. We have a bench every so far, and if we put a sign at each bench with the numerous exercises you could do, it meets all ages there too. Same thing, you could do push-ups against the bench, you could do leg stretches, all kinds of things on each bench. And we could name it the Jack LaLanne Workout Site Circuit or the Jack LaLanne Circuit?
Yeah.
That's where I'd like to go to. My idea, because we were concentrating on seniors, seniors need to stretch first,
exactly,
and then they need to have a balance. So I thought the second station, but I don't want to get things confused, but the second station would be a balancing station to just, you know, exercise what you needed. And since we have Elaine to tell us exactly what we need to do, you know, it's just perfect. Yeah.
But I was thinking this would be a lot more cost effective and still get his name present throughout the whole boardwalk. It wouldn't be just one little station, because pour the cement, do all the stuff. You could just put a little placard at each station, which would be a lot more economical, and have his picture showing him. Maybe he could be doing an exercise at each station showing him how to do it. I think it'd be a lot more exposure for Jack and more economical, and I think a bit more use that way, because this is kind of out of the way. You know, you park here and you go walk and you come back. Mm-hmm. This is over here kind of out of the way. And we could even take, and I think there's a plaque in the ground, we can maybe move it over to the first station or a sign that explains what's going on here. This is the Jack LaLanne Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, when I walk that, I stop at each bench and do exercises. I think that's the great way to do it. And you got the rail, you can stand over the rail and do squats. There's tons of things you can do. And I think it might be more exposure, let's put it that way. And it'd be ADA compliant because the boardwalk is already there. We don't have to worry about that.
And right.
One other option I had, another idea, since you're talking, kicked it out here, which I haven't seen before, but I think it would bring a lot of people in, a weightlifting museum. Have all of Jack's pictures and all of his stuff over there, and we got so many weightlifters out there that don't get recognized. I'm sure they would love to come here and get their picture taken up on the wall. And if so, through the rec department, if we could, we could go out mini Venice Beach.
That's a little more elaborate than we want to go to.
Yeah, but it's something to start, you know, just kick around an idea.
And I agree with you. To me, I would have exercise station one. Jack is going to be the focus of this. After Jack, it's got to be Elaine and Jack, because they were partners for 61 years. We want to focus on this first. And whatever we start with, we start here. We pull people toward maybe a bigger exercise area. So you'd have this station, which is in a perfect place at the start of the Harbor Walk. Then you have one other one, and then maybe in Colburn Park, you have, you know, things that anybody could do. But and I like your idea. I'd love to just sit and talk. You know, that would be perfect.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Except for Monday, Tuesday. No.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay. So I think we need to make a motion as to, you know, evaluate it further and kick out our ideas with staff and, you know, follow through a little bit more and maybe have some questions with you, and I'll sit down and talk to you about that too. And then we can see, you know, maybe bring it up again in another meeting and proceed further with it. So do I have a motion for that?
Yes, I make a motion that we recommend to staff to do some more research on this feasibility study or however we need to do.
And just follow through with, does it have to be AD compliant or not?
Well, is this because the best spot and so on and so forth and mm-hmm. see what's best.
I'll second.
Oh, discussions?
If you could just clarify your motion then.
The motion would be to ask the staff to further investigate this project as far as feasibility of the location and what we could do along the entire boardwalk. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Because Colburn Park might be a better spot for it because it's flat and such.
Yeah, but we've got a big hole because we pulled out Jack's tree, so it looks like a mess there. So we've got to beautify that.
Okay,
we've got to fix it up.
We sure appreciate your efforts. But we just need to look into it and see if that's going to be the most feasible place for it technically. Because when we talk about ADA, we're not talking about the people have to have access to it. It's the law. It's like you can't build a staircase without building a ramp. It's just the law. So we'll work it out. We'll work it out. I mean, we're all for it. I mean, it's a great idea.
Sure.
We just have to refine it to make it practical and workable. So I'd love to have a statue of Jack, you know.
I tried to do that, except when Jack was alive, I told him that I would not put him out by the rock because he'd get bird to all over him.
Yeah.
So we were going to put him in the park, but I thought a better place would be at Centennial Stairway.
Yes, the top of the stairway. Exactly.
At the top, and then you'd have the rock in the background, again, a photo op.
Okay,
so motion, a second? You second it? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against?
Okay.
No?
Okay.
None. So we'll pass it on to staff and discuss it further, and we'll get back to you and follow through, let you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be in touch with Kirk.
Yes, sure. Thank you,
Ann. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you, Ms. Reisner and Ms. Lalane.
Yes,
thank you very much.
For your efforts here.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can ask you to give me 60 seconds.
Sure.
While I go speak to Elaine Lalane.
Okay, sure. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience.
Our pleasure.
And Mr. Chairman, if I might also mention item C1, the Halloween trick or treat. We did not make motion and vote on that item to receive and file. So if you want to go ahead and bring that one back too, thank you.
Do I have a motion to receive and file the trick-or-treat report, C1?
Yes, I make a motion that we receive and file program evaluation, C1.
I'll second that.
Motion is made and seconded. Any comments? If see none, take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Passes? Karen has something to say? Oh, I thought you were hitting the button. All right, we'll move on to C2. Program evaluation of the Labor Day Classic.
Yes, that moves on back to me. So annually we hold a Labor Day softball tournament. It's a men's open tournament. And we had 14 teams in attendance this year, with four of them from the Central Coast area. And chosen few worked their way through the loser's bracket the last few games. They played like five games in a row to take it. We had to have an if game, and they took that if game as well. So there was over 440 home runs hit that weekend, including one that made it all the way up to the freeway and one that made it to the off-ramp. So we go through about 6 to 7 dozen softballs in that tournament. They get caught in the trees or down in the creek. But
is that those juice balls like in the World Series?
No, they're not juice balls. They're 52 core balls. So if you don't hit them square, they die in the outfield. So
limited flight.
Yeah. Yes. And let's see, the Morro Bay Lions Club provided the snack bar for us. And the Labor Day Classic Softball Tournament is a tournament, is a 100% cost recovery program. We made $6 this year, so we made 100%. We need to work on finding ways to get more teams to our tournament. We used to be full and turn teams away, but in recent years, different organizations have used Labor Day weekend as their world championships or, you know, national championship type events. So we're losing teams to those events. So we're trying to find a way to make it more palatable for people to still come. We have the teams that come year after year that their family, you know, we're like in third, fourth generations of families coming to the coast for the tournament. So we're looking at different things, whether we like this year I gave a $250 gift card to the winning team. We were looking at some bats, but we couldn't find a bat that was compatible and ASA compliant in that price range. So we did give the team a $250 gift card where they can buy more supplies for their team. Our awards have been t-shirts and photo plaques, and we're looking at possibly doing sublimated jerseys for next year, just trying to increase something to draw more people to the area. And we also want to meet with the special event team to make sure that we're, you know, following all the things that we need to do here within the city, and meet with tourism to help us with hotels. That's another reason we've been told that teams haven't come back, is because the cost of hotels that weekend. So we are working on that. And yeah, so that's just basically, it's been our bugaboos that we've been hit up against national tournaments, and it's where our, instead of having 24 to 26 teams, last year we had 18, this year we have 14, just trying to keep our program viable.
Okay, sounds good. At least we made our goal of 100%,
yes,
so
correct.
That's good.
Yes.
And is that the same weekend that it's either Vegas or St. George has their big ones?
It's I think there's a big tournament in Vegas that weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I know St. George is the week later with two weeks in a row.
Two weeks in October, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that affects adults, senior softball, so yes.
But, you know, if we could, that's a lot of money to go up there, so if we could kind of coerce people to come here a little more economical and still have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, I don't know what we do for PR, but if we could do, I don't know, bigger PRs or something. But don't we have people from teams from way out of state?
Oh yeah, we have teams from we had a team from Las Vegas this year. We've got teams that come from mostly Valley teams. One that came up from the Lodi area. So we are, you know, we have teams from wide range. We just, the numbers have dropped off.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're just looking at ways to increase that participation back.
Maybe if somebody wants to go to Vegas and they could stand there and hand out.
Yeah. Right.
Next year, come to ours, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
No gambling, but it's cheaper.
No gambling, yes.
Okay.
What mode of marketing do you do?
We send out flyers to all the recreation departments in the Valley. We hit up, it's on Facebook. We send out cards to all the teams that came the year before. And go back a couple years as well to get the information out to the teams that are playing. We send them to the locations that tournaments are happening. That a lot of tournaments happen in Paso and other locations. So we do send, you know, information and flyers to them.
Have you ever been in touch with SCSA, Southern California Softball Association?
No, have not.
They're huge, and they put on tournaments, but they have so many teams.
Right.
Really, they have so many, they really can't accommodate everything. And so, and they have the reason why I know, because when I lived down there, I sponsored a team, and we were going all the time. There was tournaments every weekend.
Yeah.
But there's still so many teams, and then you get, you know, there's teams that say, hey, you know what, Morro Bay might be a real nice place to go for Labor Day instead of fighting all the traffic down there. So.
Right. Yeah, we're also on the ASA website because we are, we're part of ASA, so our term is listed with them.
And we're additionally looking at working with the city's tourism office to help us promote our various events, and this would be one of them.
Great. Okay. Do I have a motion to receive and file?
I second the motion.
Motion is made and seconded. Any more discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We're moving on to C3.
So our next evaluation is the 2017 Summer Adult Softball League. This year we had three league seasons. We had a spring one, we had a summer one, and a fall. During our summer league, our Thursday night men's league actually went and had 12 games instead of the normal 8 that everyone else, because they did not want to play in the fall. So they had an extended season, but our co-ed and our over 50 league did have 8 game season, end of season tournament, took a week off, and then started again, and they just finished last week. We had 8 teams in our co-ed division, 6 team in our masters, which is our over 50, and our men's league had 5 teams. So our numbers there have been staying consistent with number of teams. Our marketing, we do registration flyers, flyers posted at the field. We do have lots of tournaments that come in, so we do have our flyers posted during the tournaments that are outside. We also used social media on Facebook and got the information out to local teams here as well. Our cost recovery, our goal is 80 to 100%, and we came in at 81% cost recovery this year. We use different type of balls for the different divisions, and we're going to continue to use those. ASA did go to a different ball. They go to the 52 core ball for all championship play, but we do use a 40 core ball because that's what the players like, because it flies a little bit better. So as long as we can continue to receive those balls, we will be using them. So we're looking at, in 2018, offering the 3 seasons again with 8 games per season so that they get some more softball in. We try to get finished before the first week in October because we have a lot of players attend the Huntsman Games in St. George, Utah. But this year our season went a little bit longer. So. Okay.
Thank you. Any questions? I have a motion to receive and file C3.
Make a motion, we receive and file C3.
Any seconds?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. No other discussions. We'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to C4, kids camp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go ahead and present this report on behalf of Angelica Gallardo, our youth services coordinator. This is in regards to our summer kids camp program. That is an 8-week program that takes place at the Del Mar Elementary School over the summer period. 8 weeks, approximately 60 children participating each day in various activities, Monday through Friday. Fridays specific to field trips, which they take either local or out of the area. Interestingly, one of their favorite activities was visiting our teen center. So we're going to try and work that one more into their program because it's you know, not as expensive to cart them off elsewhere and using our own facilities here. You'll see with the expenses, we were just shy of $100,000 in staffing, including the employer-paid benefits, and total cost of the program was just close to $120,000, recovering a bit over $83,000 in fees. Bringing our cost recovery right into 70%. This is a merit service category, which requires a 70 to 79% recovery. So we just made it recovering the amount that we're looking to bring in. Just a quick background. A number of staff members are employed, approximately 45 staff, 25 we call counselors in training, which are high school age kids or youngsters. Great learning opportunity for these young people as far as first jobs. We see many of them return year after year, even through college, coming back in the summertime to continue working with this program. Many of these youngsters came up through the program, were participants in the kids camp and kids club, which operates the other 9 months of the year. So it's a wonderful program, and Angelica provides excellent training and supervision of her staff, as well as a safe environment for the participants. It is, and I neglected to say, their activities and adventures focus on education, fun, and adventure. So that's the focus, that's the theme, and she does a fantastic job. Partnering with the Slow Food Bank, is one way we keep our costs down, and she's able to work with this organization to provide snacks and lunch items for the kids while they're at camp. So she works hard to keep the cost down and to bring us within our merit service cost recovery. Let's see, this is again the fourth year that we're accepting kids in the transitional kindergarten, so they must be 5 years of age and older. And you'll see some more specifics there in the discussion section, but basically we want to get across to your commission that it's a labor of love. It's a lot of hard work. We're serving numerous kids here in the community and bringing in the revenue as directed by City Council. And I'm open for questions if you have any. I'll do my best to answer them on behalf of Angelica.
No, I think it's a great program, and I'm glad to see that it's meeting our goals so we can keep it going, hopefully, and reaching out to more children each year, hopefully, and make it expand. And kids is our future.
Yes.
Gotta keep them and raise them correctly. So, do I have a motion to, or do you have any discussions?
I just wanted to say, outstanding program, and it is, like what you just said, it's about the kids, that's the future. And of course, the mission statement. Mm-hmm. So it blends right in, so it's perfect. So
thank you.
Yeah. Very good.
All right. Have a motion to receive and file?
I will. I'll make the motion to receive and file.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to receive and file. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So where does that take us? Let's see here. Hey, do we have any future agenda items?
We didn't.
Yes, we do. Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to excuse myself from this meeting because I have another event.
Okay.
You know, but I stayed.
Well, thank you. So. Thank you. We got it through. Got you covered, so thank you.
Yeah. Great job. Everything looks great. And
see you,
everybody
see
have
you in
a
January.
Wonderful evening. Yeah, January, right around the corner.
Yeah, next
and
year.
Happy holidays to everybody out there. Morro Bay. Enjoy.
Thank you. Anybody have any future agenda items they'd like to bring up?
Not I, sir.
Mr. Carmichael, anything on the staff?
I think we've covered it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great. So, what I'd like to do is, on behalf of all of our commissioners, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and remind them that if they're home alone and they don't feel energized, go to the community center, meet a lot of people in the same situation you are, and make new friends, and enjoy Thanksgiving. And also, I'd like to, on behalf of all commissioners, wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday and a fantastic new year. So next meeting will be the third Thursday in January, and hope to see everybody then. And everybody have a great holiday and good New Year's. I adjourn the meeting at 7:03. Thank you.